Somebody selling his farm in the back, in his farm. So I went in yesterday, and I bid some new farm, and I saw one safer that I wanted to buy. $5 voucher bargain. Problem is, I only had a $10 bill. And it's $5. So what can I do? I have to buy something else. I can't find anything else I want. So, okay, so I see the safer. I have no idea what it is. Nets up Yisrael. Okay, I know what it is. Never heard of it in my life. Okay, buy it. Why not? I mean, I gotta buy my other safer. Anyway, so first I'm looking at the safer.
It's not Mara, right?
No, it's called, written by Eliyahu Meir Baruch Feivelson. It was printed in Tov Reish Ayin Daled. That's about 100 years ago. Now, the reason why someone said psh is because everyone in the yeshiva knows Feivelson is a name of the Rebbetzin Leibowitz cousin. His name is Feivelson. Right? Rebbetzin Leibowitz, the first Rebbetzin Leibowitz, when her father died, so her sister, her aunt married a Feivelson, and he became the yeshiva of Radin. And the son of that marriage is still Baruch Hashem alive in Tzfas. We went to see him when we were in Eretz Yisrael in Tzfas, and he actually was here. I don't know if any of you people were in, I think it wasn't so long ago, 3-4 years ago, he was here in Florida. He was actually staying at my house. He's an older Rosh Yeshiva, quite old. He has a yeshiva in Tzfas. He came to Florida collecting. So there are so Rav Feivelson. So they, look in the beginning. They happen to have someone wrote told us in the beginning. So this is his grandfather, the one Feivelson that comes here. They came here. Okay, I know him. Hamish, you know. So, you know, I know his grandson. Okay. Anyway, but the Maisa, it seems he was a very chashuv gadol in Europe, a litvish gadol. Now, so what it makes me excited about it, besides that something I found very interesting in the Sefer, there's a halacha, and let me say like this. Imagine if you had the opportunity to do a chesed to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Right? Wouldn't that be amazing? A chesed, do a chesed to a gadol, to one of the gedolei hador. Now, there's a Gemara says that when you're Omer Dover Rishem Omro, you're doing a chesed to that person. Why are you doing a chesed to that person? No.
He gets
schar. Because he gets schar, but more than schar. The Gemara says, which I don't know what that means, but it's a mystical thing. The Gemara says that when you quote something from a gadol who was nifter, he returns back to life. And he's as if he's talking in Torah, and he gets schar for Talmud Torah, not just for your Talmud Torah, but if he's talking Talmud Torah. His lips are moving in the grave. The Gemara says there's a very big inyan. There's a Gemara in many places that there's a big schus to have someone quoting something in your, after your nifter. So I don't know, but I assume, this is my own svara, which I think it sounds good, that if you give a person a staka who is a multimillionaire and you give him staka, you know, it's chesed, every more and merrier, but he already multimillionaire. But if you give a person who has nothing, it's a bigger mitzvah. So you take a gadol who no one ever quotes something in his from him, and you quote something from him, you know, he's been, in his grave for 100 years, and all of a sudden you give him a schus, as far as the dove is together. Wow, you know, thank you so much. Okay, I quote Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, I quote Akiva. Okay, I get every other minute in my Sfasa Dovas Bekaver. So here's this gadol. He wrote this sefer. I suspect no one in the world ever heard of his sefer, except for probably his family, who probably reprinted it. Sefer was printed 100 years ago. His family apparently reprinted the sefer 50 years ago. I don't think it is known. I don't think it is used. I don't know. Maybe the family use it. And here, I get the chance to do Sfasa Dovas. I'm going to say over something from him. And we'll be Mekayim Sfasa Dovas Bekaver. And it's Gevaldik. We get a chesed to this Choshevei Gadol. That's first of all. Second of all, I was flipping the pages. He actually talked about a fascinating topic. In fact, it's such a fascinating topic. I would say this is one of the hottest topics in Chofetz Chaim. How's that? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is like this. What are Chavetz Chaim, but the Rabbi Chait? Rabbi Chait, there's a city somewhere in wherever, I don't know where. Right now, they don't have a regular yeshiva. They have, so what do the kids do? They have a mixed high school, right? That's what usually happens. We don't usually go to say nothing. You know, there's a mixed high school. They're a nice, martyr mixed high school. Which city is that? Anyone have a city where there's no yeshiva, only a mixed high school? I don't know. Okay, we'll go. What?
Boca.
Boca. Okay. Boca. Boca's a little bit of a frumer city. But you go to Minneapolis, Houston, I don't know. So there's a mixed high school. Now, what happens in this mixed high school? Some of the kids, 50% of the kids in the city or more, go to the mixed high school. And 50%, you know, we're not going to go to a mixed high school. So they go out of town. They're going out of town. Where are they going? To real yeshivas. Scranton, Philadelphia, Taras Chaim, right? You know, right? Real yeshivas. Okay. Now comes along Rabbi Chait. And he says, you know what? We're going to open up a yeshiva in your city. Okay? It's gewaldic. So if let's say there, so what's going to happen? Of the 40 kids, I'm giving a marshal, it's a very little city, so not 40 kids. Of the 10 kids who are going to the mixed, 10 boys who are going to the mixed high school, so let's say three are now going to go to Rabbi Chait's new school. So it's an upgrade. They were going to a mixed high school, and now three boys are going to, instead of registering in the ninth grade to Rabbi Chait's high school, to the mixed high school, they're going to go to Rabbi Chait's high school. But there were also 10 boys that were going out of town. And now, of those 10 boys that are going out of town, three are also going to go to Rabbi Chait's new high school. And the Mistama is Rabbi Chait's new high school is not on the same level as where they were going to an established yeshiva, which is already, you know. So here's the shaida. This is it happens to be, it's a real shaida, and there are people that are very angry at Chavetz Chaim. He said, you think you're doing our Batzah's Torah by opening up a yeshiva in these stinky little places. You're not doing our Batzah's Torah, you're doing Kilkul Torah. Because you're right, you're getting three kids from public school to go to yeshiva, but you're getting three kids who otherwise would have gone to Scranton, and now they're going to some joke place, you know? So, well, who says that's our Batzah's Torah? Right? That's a very controversial shaida. Right? You heard that shaida before. You have everywhere you go, every place. They're opening in Boca right now. They're talking about opening a Frumer girls' school. There's a more modern girls' school in Boca. And the Frumer girls, who don't want to go to the more modern school, go to the Beis Yaakov in Miami. So now some women who are getting together say, well, we're going to open up for next year. That's what they're talking about, opening up a Frumer girls school in Boca. So in Shire is, okay, so, but the girls who were otherwise, you know, but the question is your Frumer girls school in Boca going to be on the same level of Frum guide as Beis Yaakov in Miami? I don't know about that. So who says you're helping? Maybe you're hurting. Okay, you're saving people traveling, but that's not, we don't open yeshiva just to save people from traveling. We're opening to do our Batzah's Torah. Are you doing our Batzah's Torah by opening up a Frum school in Boca, or you're doing Kilkul HaTorah? So that happens to be a very hot issue. It really is. And there are many people who will say to Chavetz Chaim, you know, you think you're doing our Batzah's Torah, and you're not. You're doing Kilkul. So fascinating. He has something, obviously the situation's changed, you know, but a similar type of shaida he has in this piece. And he seems like he's not sure about it, but he's inclined. Here, look at it. He has the same shaida. Let's read the piece, Kramaches. This was again, this sefer was printed over 100 years ago. Tavresh Ayin Dalet. So Tavresh Ayin Dalet was printed in 1914. Right? 1914 in Europe. And that could be the piece itself was written earlier, because I think what they did is they collected pieces that he wrote in these like Torah journals. So so I don't know when this was originally written, but it was at least printed in 1914. Al piyat varman word of mind. Based on what we said above, the term yotzak ros roiv gedor Yisrael. We need the decision of roiv gedor ador. This is a major shaida. Ko. Shizeh, one way or the other. Shizeh ikar kavanasi. There's my purpose of writing this article is not to paskin. Who am I to paskin? But my purpose is to get people cooking about this question. To have a mekach chomek shalacha. So now he's going to start. We have to start with a shayna. Of she'enos zibuk l'shoch ha'shnei bon of the yeshiva r'choy karimito. There's a father who has limited amount of money. He has two sons. And to send them to Panovich, to lay, you know, to some chashev yeshiva, it's too expensive. Ma yaseh. What should he do? Im limzor shneim latam atara shebi'er asmucha. Now there's a junkie, not a junkie, but a shvach yeshiva, a local little yeshiva. And then there's a big famous Panovich, right? You know, whatever it is, a mirror, but far away. So he could send both kids to the dinky yeshiva, the Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah meaning a dinky yeshiva, in the Tiras Mucha, and then they'll both come out as a little learned, you know, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, Uksherev, Olishrok Echad Yeshiva, right? Not to a Talmud Torah. I'll send one to Panovich, to a real yeshiva, and that one will become a gadol. He has a potential to become a gadol, a very bright boy. But the second one I'll keep home because I have no money, because I'm spending all my money on the other gun. There's nothing there. I'll probably go off to Derech. Right? So it's a similar type of shayla. That's what he's starting with. That I have enough money to, I can either send one kid to a real yeshiva, he'll become a gadadar, and the other kid will stay home and he'll probably become non-religious.
Because of jealousy?
No, because there's nothing here.
So then why, if they both stay, then
because there's nothing here.
I mean, there's millions of Jews that didn't go to yeshiva and didn't go off to
Because
Derech.
No, they'll both go up there, but I can say I can spend a little money to send them both over the mountain to the next village where they have a dinky yeshiva.
Right.
And then they'll become, you know, thinking, you know, they'll be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs.
The
three places. They can stay here, become Arishonim. They can go over the mountain to the next village and become Baabatim. Or they can go to the real yeshiva, become Gedoy Ador. But I only have a little money.
Okay.
Let me read the piece. Kimiduma. It appears to me, Shat Shuva Pshuta. In this case, the Shuva's answer is obvious. You can't let one kid become not from. I don't know. I wouldn't have said it's so pashut, but he says he thinks it's pashut. That you send both kids to the Shvach HaTalmud Torah, where they'll get a week learning. Rather than send one kid to Panovich and become a Gadadar. Based on that, the Nidin Shinafaneinu. Now we get to the real Shaida. What's the real shayla? Kasher miyasim batei sefer in the madon. We have, here's his shayla. It's a little bit different than my shayla, but it's an interest, it's similar, it's basically very similar. We have a city. I'm a rav in some dinky city. I can't make a yeshiva here. The parents are not interested, whatever. But you know what I can do? I can make a half-baked yeshiva. I can make a base sefer in a madayim. I can make a yeshiva, a high school, with English. So, right. Now, is that good or bad? Now, what's going to happen? I'm going to make a high school with secular studies. Right, this is a big shaita in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to make an Eretz Yisrael, the yeshiva ketan, the high school kids don't go in the frum world to secular studies. So I'm going to open up a school with English, secular studies. Now, on one end, it's a kilko because some of the people in the city who are now going to real yeshivas with no English, they're going to go there. So that's a kilkel. So then I'm messing up. Those people are messing up. That's a terrible thing. But on the other hand, but if I don't open that school, the kids are all going to go to public school. Not all, some of them. Right? There's, I have my city. I know my city. My city, I can't open up in their day. You know, what today in America is different, but in those days, the regular yeshiva had no secular studies. So this city cannot carry, you know, you open up a yeshiva without secular studies, won't go in this city. So meanwhile, what they have? They have a non-religious school with secular studies in this city. Some of the kids in the city who want to go to yeshiva go out of town to Panovich, Tel, Sabaka. But some of the kids are staying in the locally and they're going to the non-from school. So do you open up a half-baked school where they have secular studies and the kids, you're hurting the kids who would otherwise have gone out of town and now they go to your half-baked school? Or do you let them do nothing and then you're allowing the other half of the kids to go to public school? Right? It's very similar to my Rabbi Chait Shaila, right? It's almost the same Shaila. My Rabbi Chait Shaila was, you're going to open up a school in this community. Your school is a half-baked school. You're going to have five kids. It's not going to be a real yeshiva. You don't have a base medrash. It's going to be a yerida for the kids who are going to go out of town. But it's going to be an aliyah for the kids who are going to the mixed-day school. His is a similar type of Shaila. You're going to open up a school with English. It's going to be a yerida for the kids who are going to go out of town and are going to go to a full-day yeshiva. But it's an aliyah for the kids who are going to public school. Shaila. He says, this is a Shaila for G'dayrei Ador. He wants it for tumult. He wants to make a tumult about it. Oh, so me, Yitra, me. So, hello, the Hatra, me, Anishmad, of Lebne, Yisrael, Mechai, Shabbos, Sefer, and going off the Derech. So that's Gevaldik. Okay, anyway, he's inclined. If you look the next rabbi again, Achi ain asin nitzas adin. Won't Hashem have a taina to us? Al minias yisoy, but they say for keida. Bad minden. He seems to feel that we should open such schools. Pretty radical. He felt that under the situation, since it would save some people from going off the derech, so you should open such a school. So, you know, we would say, I think the same thing. We would say that Akiva Shiva held, and he said, well, that's because otherwise they're going to public school. They're going to go off the derech. He says they're going to become Kleifrim, Noafim, Mishumadim. Doesn't sound too good. But here, the guy is going to argue, Rabbi Jay, it's not like they're going to be, you know, if you don't open up your school, they'll go to the mixed school. Okay? So, Nisar Shiva held, this is an important hashgafa, that the yeshiva held that going to a mixed high school doesn't count. I'm not saying it's as bad as public school. Obviously, some is better than public school. But it's still, because he felt very, very strongly that this is an important hashgafa, which I have to say shouldn't be misunderstood. Obviously, everything you do our batzas toirad, you stop a totally non-from person and you get him to make a bracha, it's a gevaldik thing. But it's not so gevaldik. Why not? Because there's such a thing as if a guy, there's yud gimel ani mamins. If a person doesn't believe in the yud gimel ani mamins, he's an apikiris. An apikiris that does a mitzvah, okay, it's a big deal. But it's not the same as a person who's not an apikaris that does a mitzvah. In other words, try and say like this, Torah is 613 mitzvahs. If you have a Sefer Torah that's pasul, it's not just a little bit worse than a Sefer Torah that's shalem. Sefer Torah that's shalem is 100,000 times better than a Sefer Torah that's pasul. A person who keeps a watered-down version of Shabbos, which means that he basically does, he doesn't know halacha, and he's doing bayrer, and all kinds of malachas and Shabbos, but he goes to shul maybe a little bit on Shabbos, and he doesn't intermarry, and maybe he'll daven once a week, and you know, whatever else he's doing. So he's keeping a watered-down version of Yiddishkeit. So of course it's gevaldik, but it's like a Sefer Torah that's pasul. That's not Torah. So you don't have the Yud Gimel Ani Mamims. You're not Bikiris. So, right, because he's probably missing some of the Yud Gimel Ani Mamims, you know. So it's Eino Daime to a person who is keeping the Ani Mamims. So Shiva felt that when you have a mixed high school, it's almost impossible that the kids are going to be grow up with Hashkafas, because one of the Ani Mamims is to believe in Das Torah, to believe in the Chachamim. Chachamim don't approve of mixed schools. So why are you having a mixed school? So how can you teach the kids that we believe in Das Torah if you don't practice Das Torah in your own school? Right? So it's almost inevitable. Now, it doesn't mean it's not exceptions. There obviously are exceptions. There are Bavli Tshuvas that come from public school. So of course it can be Gevaldik guys. They went to these schools and then they went off to Israel and they became Tzaddikim. But the majority of the kids, or a good number, who are in these schools, will not come out keeping the Taryag Mitzvahs. They'll be what you call half-baked Jews. And that's not what we're supposed to be doing. So I believe in the Rashiva's Ashkafa, it's a similar Shaida. Right? That's what we're trying to say. In other words, if you view his Shaida was, the kids are going to public school, they're going to become, go off the derech, they're going to become non-from. And I should open up this school, so at least they'll be from. They'll be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Okay, so they won't be Gedolim. They'll learn secular studies. They won't learn so much. They'll learn. So I think the Yeshiva held that it's the same Shiloh. Because if you can't, in a city where the people, kids are going to mixed schools, they're not really becoming Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. I'm not saying it's nothing, Chas V'Shalom. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But it's not. That's not the goal. And what we want to, you want a higher product. You want a higher product. So now, so I can move up 10 of the kids to a higher product, but 10 kids go down. But the 10 kids are going up. They're going up dramatically. They're going up from Hashkafa, where you don't accept Das Torah, to following Das Torah, to you're not medactic bedin, to concept of dictic bedin. So it's a dramatic increase. The kids that are going down, okay, they're going down. Anyway, that's the shayla. It's not a simple shayla at all. It's a very, very complicated shayla.
How far did yeshiva go?
I don't know.
They open yeshiva without yeshiva on Sunday, as opposed to...
Yeah, they would open yeshiva without yeshiva on Sunday, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's the chiddush. That's the controversy. You think every place is open as yeshiva on Sunday? I doubt it. Shiva on Sunday is a big battle.
That's a yeshiva, meaning...
It's not, that doesn't mean, if you don't have, I'm saying, if you don't have yeshiva on Sunday, it doesn't mean you're not following Das Torah.
But now it's more like that.
It just means you have a lower level of learning. So you have a watered down learning. I'm sure many of our branches do not have yeshivas on Sunday. I'm sure.
And a mixed high school, not Das Torah.
That's what he's saying. A mixed high school.
If there's no other option.
A mixed high school is, but today there are options because you get on an airplane. So by definition, the Gedolim say, I'm not talking about elementary school. Elementary school is different because kids posing in elementary school don't have such a big Yetzer Hara. But in high school, boys, I don't know, you know. Boys have a big Yetzer Hara in high school. So to put boys and girls together in the same class is sort of like you are almost sanctioning doing things that are halachically not right. So that means that you're making a statement that the school is almost teaching the kids we're more modern. Oh, those backwards charedim, they're makbid, and you know, separation of boys and girls, we don't hold to that. It's okay, you know. So it's a statement. So that's already, I'm not chas v'shalom passing them. And so that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be misquoted. Someone teaches in a mixed high school, he's doing our bar mitzvah, it's a wonderful thing. I didn't say it's not a wonderful, maybe I'm being unclear. If your person, let's say you leave the yeshiva and you get a job teaching in a mixed high school, that's great. You're doing our bar mitzvah. Of course it's our bar mitzvah. But the difference between a mixed high school and a non-mixed high school, according to the yeshiva's mind, is you crossed the line. You went from a Pasul Sefer Torah to a Kosher Sefer Torah. Now, a Pasul Sefer Torah is also something. We dance with a Pasul Sefer Torah and Simchas Torah also. It's pretty good. But the difference between a Pasul Sefer Torah and a Kosher Sefer Torah is dramatic.
Doesn't it?
So you're going from a Pasul, from a mixed high school to a separate high school in the Rashiva's mind is dramatic. Doesn't mean that a mixed high school is terrible, is treif, is you're not doing our buses tiring. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that when you stop the person in the street and you ask him to make a bracha, you get your taxi driver to make a bracha, of course it's a great thing. But it's not dramatic. The dramatic thing, the yeshiva, they have these kirov organizations that are connected to Chavetz Chaim. They're not trying to get people to make brachas. They're trying to get them to become B'nai Torah. That's the yeshiva, Hashgav. Let's say the Portnoy and Turk. They're trying to make non-from people into B'nai Torah. They turn, doesn't mean that they're learning in yeshivas, but they're buying in to Torah Hashgafa. They follow the what I would say is a Yud Gimel Ani Mamed. Now, regretfully, many of the more Marim, we're not spouting all the Yugimuani Mamas. Right? One of my favorite jokes, which everyone knows my jokes, is that when I grew up in a young Israel shul, and I used to sing Yigdal, right? Because that's when Friday night you sing Yigdal. And the way you sing Yigdal is you sing the first verse, you sing one verse, and then the other people sing the second verse. So I always thought that that's how Yigdal was. You're only supposed to say like Anim Zmiras. You say one and they say one. But then I realized that that's not really true. Yigdal, you're supposed to really say the whole thing. Yigdal really is the 13 Anim Amims. Each phrase of Yigdal is a 13 Anim Amims. So I said later a joke that in the shuls, they only say half because we only have to keep half. You know? But again, but I want to be clear. It's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. You stop a person on the street. You get him to make a bracha. Tremendous. You get him to put on tefillin. Tremendous. You get him to light Hanukkah candles. Tremendous. It's a tremendous mitzvah. And I said it wrong. I apologize. I didn't say it right. But it's a different dimension. You cross a line. You move to a different, you know, like you cross go. You collect $200. You reach the, you when you turn the person into a, what we call a Ben Torah. Now, Ben Torah doesn't mean he's sitting and learning all day. Ben Torah means that he's associated with the Torah world. He belongs to the Torah world. That's where he connects himself to. The difference between that type of person is a tremendous jump. So here is where Rabbi Chait Shait is. I can go ahead. The school right now in Houston, Texas, they have this mixed high school. Okay, very nice. In Sadiqim. But I can go ahead and make the school on the next level, which will move it to a pass go and collect $200. To go to a higher level, right? Not to belittle what they have. I said it wrong. I realized I was a little bit too dramatic. I do not mean to belittle what's there. But this is a higher level. So it's a higher level. It's gewaldic. But on the other hand, what about those people that would have otherwise gone to Scranton and Philadelphia, and now they're going to yeshiva with no school on Sunday, right? And no mishmar, and they're barely learning, and they're going to one of these, you know, and we definitely have some of our branches that are not so into learning.
So who says
you're doing our bus of Tyra?
Why is the line?
No, you can't do that. First of all, you won't be able to succeed in opening if you did that. You need every kid.
It's not,
But you're teaching right hashgafas, you're talking hashgafa in class, you're discussing with the kids, you know, the Rebbe has proper hashgafas, you talk hashgafa in class all day long, and, you know, so you hope that the kids, you know, get a little, at least they get the right hashgafas. They're going to be, of course, they're not going to be the biggest talmidei chachamim, and they're not going to know halacha so well, and they might even be over and off it, but it's a different type of person. It's a person who's...
Why is that everyone else?
That's a shayla.
That's
a shayla. So I think, that Raphael's in... Is a raya to Rabbi Che.
Rabbi Harris told us a story that when he first opened up Rochester, there was a guy that was either going to go to Long Beach, but they really wanted to go to Rochester, and they asked the Rosh Hashanah, we can't take him away from Long Beach, but you know, he was a big believer in the Chavos Chaim system.
You're mentioning a different svara. You're mentioning a different svara that because if he goes off his Chaim Yeshiva, then we'll get him into Chofetz Chaim for Beis Medrash, and obviously Chofetz Chaim Beis Medrash. But let's assume we don't have that svara, okay? Yeah. Leaving out that svara. Yeah. Let's assume that you're opening up, you're not affiliated, okay? And you don't expect that the kids in your out-of-town high school are going to go to, you know, they'll go, whatever they'll do. You know, your track record is not that they're going to go to Chofetz Chaim, to go to, or Yerushalayim, or David, or this, or that, I don't know, whatever it is, right? So, very nice, you're not, you know, now, that's very nice, but those are real yeshivas, right? Or they have kosher hashkafas there. You know, I'm not making fun of those yeshivas. Those are Torah Dika yeshivas. But the guy could have been in Long Beach, and then he would have gone, and then he would have left high school. He would have gone to Brisk. And now, because you opened your yeshiva in this city, so now when he leaves high school, he's going to Oyer Yerushalayim. Instead, he would have gone to Brisk. So is that our Batsa Taira?
So where did the yeshiva just
meet? So, what? I'm sorry.
Why does that have to be my question?
No, it's not, but the question is, you know that that's what's going to happen. I want to open up this yeshiva in Tucson, Arizona, or I don't think Tucson's going to have any yeshiva, but I want to open up yeshiva.
Is there anything wrong with the kid coming to Bhutan?
Yeah, because I'm saying like this. I'm opening up a yeshiva in Houston. Right? Houston, I know Houston has. Let's say Houston right now is this mixed high school. I want to open up a yeshiva. I know I'm not going to be able to open up a real stark yeshiva in Houston. But I'll be a watered-down yeshiva. But the kids, when they graduate, so the best ones will be, they won't be able to get into a regular yeshiva. They'll go to what's it called, TJ, right? And and whatever other one they go to. Okay, very nice. But if I wouldn't open that yeshiva, some of those kids, the parents would send them out of town, and they would go to Scranton and Philadelphia, and then they would be mamish, they'd be going to Brisk and who knows where. So am I doing our butzas Torah by opening this yeshiva? Well, for those kids, I'm really hurting. On the other hand, for the other kids that otherwise would go on to the public school, I'm helping. It's a difficult shayla. So Rishiva apparently holds I don't know. Really? I never asked him. But the Rishiva apparently holds that that's the right thing to do, even though notwithstanding the fact that some people will scream at him. And it's interesting. I found it fascinating that this sefer written 100 years ago has a very similar type shayla. Isn't it fascinating? I found it fascinating. He had the same type of shayla. He wants to open up a YU, or I don't know really a YU. That's not fair because YU is completely different. But he wants to open up in those days, there was no such thing as a school with English, a yeshiva with English. In Europe, there was no yeshiva with English. America has a thing because whether it's good or not, well, once the government requires it, so we can't help it, so then maybe it's good, maybe it's not good, I don't know. But in Europe, there was no such thing. So he wants to open up a yeshiva with secular studies, which is going to water down, right, this was, I mean, it was a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael about this. This was, you know, a little bit the Ma'arava tumult. I don't know.
Well, what if yeshiva won't require hats and jackets?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Hats and jackets, maybe. I don't know. You have to know what hats and jackets are.
Don't say hats and jackets are is not a bentai.
Not necessarily. I don't know if hats and jackets define you as a bentai.
Right, I thought Rebbe drew the line at apikores or not. Hats and jacket is nowhere on that list.
You should have a better co-ed than public school, no?
You drew the line apikores or not. You don't wear a hat and jacket, you're nowhere close to that.
Assuming that the kids are not going out of town.
Why?
No, because if the kids are going out of town, so by opening up your co-ed school, let's say there's no...
Let's say there's one kid going out of town.
Okay, and that's an excellent shida. You have to shida. Let's say...
It doesn't matter the numbers.
Okay, we'll go back to Houston. Let's say Houston, Tucson. Rabbi Becker is in Tucson. Tucson has no yeshiva, no high school at all. I don't think it has a Jewish high school at all there. I really don't know, but I'm taking a guess. Because why? I don't think, I don't even know if there are Jews in Tucson. You know, next minion with the kangaroos back. Okay, but let's say there's no Jew. Now he's finally able to get together 10 people to open up a high school, 5 boys and 5 girls. But if he wouldn't open up this school, 2 of those boys would fly out to go out of town. So I don't know. I think the yeshiva would say you should not open.
That's an 8 on 2.
The yeshiva would say you're not, you shouldn't
really,
open.
That's an 8 on 2.
But the one, that's a chiddush. The yeshiva would say that the 2 that go out of town are doicha, the 8 that will stay.
But these 8 will become apikorsim.
That's right.
They'll become apikorsim.
That's right. That's why you better not be a gadol to paskin the shayda, because the yeshiva paskin against you. Yeshiva, I'm pretty sure, paskin in that shayda. I think that shayda came to him, and he paskin that you should not open the mixed school, because if 2 kids or 1 kid would fly, no one. So of course you make the mixed school.
Then you can never open a yeshiva. There should be 1 yeshiva in the world.
50 years ago, when people did not fly, then Rav Aaron Paskin to open a mixed school in Miami. And the yeshiva, what's it called here in Miami? The Hebrew Academy, supposedly was opened by Torah Mesorah with Rav Aaron Cutler's blessing. Because 50 years ago, people, it was unheard of to fly. It wasn't in the culture of the world. And therefore it was either mixed school or nothing. So, of course, mixed school or nothing, mixed school. Again, we're not belittling mixed schools. Mixed schools is a very big accomplishment. It's much, much better than public school. But if it's a mixed school and 1 kid will fly out of town, then I think the yeshiva held that you should have the 1 kid fly out of town, because that he's going to cross go and collect the $200. And the kids in the mixed school are probably not going to cross go.
But if the Rebbe has proper hashkafa, they'll cross go.
No.
He could teach them proper hashkafa, even though they're not in a great
environment. That you probably can't, because you can't teach what the kids could gufa say to the Rebbe. Rebbe, if you're a believer, so why are you teaching here?
Because I don't have a choice.
Okay, so but they don't say that you're a hypocrite. And you're a hypocrite, you're a phony.
They don't have a choice.
What?
There's only a public school, the Rebbe are still phonies there.
Right, that's right.
The same star,
that's right. That's right. But then, wait, so he felt there's no Breira. But he did not believe, Yeshiva did not believe that you'll be able to be successful in making too many B'nai Torah on that level if you're teaching in a mixed school.
They'll get married. They might even.
You not believe. I had a friend, it's a true story. There was a friend of mine who got a job in St. Louis. Hey, St. Louis. Anyone's from St. Louis? And he was so excited because they told him it's a real up-and-coming shul. He was become a shul rabbi. And he got a job there. And at the shul, everything Kedasika did. And then they told him just one thing, that the shul is on top of a mountain. There's no parking. And on Yom Kippur, they get a lot of non-from people who come to shul to daven. And they make a lot of money on the Yom Kippur appeal. So we have the parking lot open because we need the people to come. And the yeshiva told him, you can't take that job. Why not? You can't, usher. No point. says, you won't really be successful, because that means that the rabbi sanctions the fact that the parking lot's open, because you're the rabbi of the shul. And that means that everyone says, yeah, the rabbi says, but yeah, he himself, you know, he's just all talk, but doesn't really believe it. Haraya, because he himself says you can have a parking lot open on Shabbos.
So they say the same thing to the marshal where there's only a public school, none of that time they're going out of town, so it's a phony.
It's better than nothing.
Why?
Better than nothing. It's better than nothing. Obviously,
really,
but
these
if
eight people, they're going to get married. They're going to have dore doros of people who are possibly happy cars, and you're causing a massive rift for two guys.
This is a hard shida. That's why you should not pass in
these
items.
Rebbe, these two people could cause two other people to go off the derech. You're causing massive rifts that you don't even know what's going to happen.
Congratulations. I'm glad you're not the gadol ador paskenet. Why he's a verasha. But isn't it interesting that he has the same shayla? It's the very same shayla.
Where should one teach once both institutions are open?
This far that the mixed school even coaching like not giving up. Maybe he was very brainwashed about the time. He said if we can get one kid who wants to come time, it's not just wow. So like maybe he just was so into the come time and Mr. Ashkaf of it, like
sure
it was,
that wasn't brainwashed, please.
Like he was doing it. Okay, maybe he was just very angry.
I believe I heard from him that he felt that you're not allowed to open. I believe he said there was a Maisa it was in Milwaukee, and it was open. He did not. He was very much against today's world opening mixed schools.
So,
even if in today's world where people are flying, where a certain number of people fly, he did not. In other words, even though I'm saying that that Gedolei Yisrael paskins that they can open mixed schools, Rashida did not. I'm pretty sure. This is my recollection. My memory could be wrong, but my recollection is that Rashida did not want, didn't felt that it was wrong. And I think that it wasn't just Rashida. I think Tar Mizara put out a letter to that effect, that it's wrong to open, in today's world, one should not open mixed schools.
In other words, there were cases
of Rashida, there was a case, I think, now maybe I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure they had this shine in Houston and other places where maybe they did get a heter for ninth grade, and you know maybe because it was only junior high, so junior high, they got a heter, but as a high school passed a certain level of grade, my recollection, and it could be I'm wrong, I think that the Rashiva did not encourage, or at least did not encourage, let's put it that way. In other words, there were places where they could not open, they felt that they did not have a big enough student body to open an all-boys high school. And they came to Rosh Hashiva, and it could be when the Rashivas Talmidim were there. And they said, I can push to open up a mixed high school. Should I? And my recollection is the Rashiva was not pro, or was surely not encouraged. You know, maybe he said, you can do whatever you want. Maybe Shavuot Tazim. If you want to open, you can open. But he didn't think it was such a, you know, you would think, if you would think, of course, they're going to public school, you know, open up that mixed high school. She was very, very, that's a priori my recollection. I think it even had the child in Houston 20, 30 years ago. This is maybe Houston, is probably not the same Houston. But that's my recollection. So ask someone from Houston.
Which one is it? It sounds like the before Rabbi was saying that it's like us or you.
I don't want to say, take it back. It's not, I don't want to say, but it's not, you're not necessarily doing such a great thing.
It would be different if you knew no one's going to fly out.
So better invest. I think the Ayin Rosh Hashanah was, you're investing your life. You're doing it's not easy to open the yeshiva. You're investing time and energy and money in your life. This is not, if you want my advice, this is not what you should be investing your life in.
But look, I mean, the kids, is it better that the kids go out of town?
Oh, of course it's better for the kids to go out of town.
Can I open the school or can I not open the school?
Maybe you can open it, but it's not, I'm not saying it's also to open, but I don't know if the guy who's opening it is expecting when he's going to get to Gan Eden, they're going to open the gates for him. They're going to say, okay, you did, you know, you gave out lollipops.
What if no one else will go?
A great accomplishment.
Can I stop the kids from going?
Wait, if no one else.
What?
I am stopping these three kids from going out of town.
Right, so that's why you're not doing such a great accomplishment.
Right.
Should I or should I not?
I don't know. I think yeshiva would tell you, move to a different city and open a real yeshiva. Why are you wasting your energy on, you know, this? You have certain kaiches. You can go ahead and do your and give out lollipops, or you can save people's lives.
But look after the kids themselves. Is it?
I don't know. The guy. I don't know. I don't know.
Wait,
I don't
would it be different if no one's going to go out of town?
Yes, if no one was going to go out of town anyway, then of course it's better. What I'm saying, 50 years ago.
What if you're specific about that?
50 years ago, the Gedolim and Paschim, you do open mixed schools because no one was going out of town because people, the culture of the world was. People did not fly. When I was a boy, no one flew. I never went on an airplane when I was a kid. The first time I went on an airplane was my parents went to, we went to Israel for, you know, my father had a sabbatical. The whole family went to Israel. But I mean, people didn't fly. It wasn't in the culture.
But if you have something.
You know what I mean? You know, if you, maybe you drove if you had to go somewhere. People actually drove to Miami. They didn't fly.
What if you have a suffix of who's going to go?
So in those situations where people weren't flying, and there's no kilkel, then of course you open a mixed school. But in today's world, it's much more complicated because you're helping these kids, you're hurting those kids. It's a big shida. Anyway, I just did a big cheshek, a big system. A big
support. Wait, is that?
I didn't say usher open. I take it back. I got too carried away. I didn't say usher. Question is, are you accomplishing? Are you going to go to Gan Eden and are they going to go ahead and blow the trumpet for you and say, "Wow, you went ahead and you saved the world," or you saved the whales? You know.
Ready. What thing?
No flying, no nothing. Right? Local yeshiva, a real yeshiva, to open a
co-ed
school.
Yeshiva held its
awesome.
That I know for sure. He held, if there's in a city, this is a Maisa Shahaya, that Milwaukee, there's a Maisa Shahaya that there was, Milwaukee was opened in Milwaukee, and one of the main Baobatim who brought Milwaukee down got upset with them because he wanted them to be less frum. Because they were kids that were still wouldn't go to them because they were macking on hats or whatever, and now the kids are still going to public school. So this Bauer bus, who was a very, let us assume he was a Shem Shemayim, I would assume, Tonek Avschus, and he said, so he instead decided, this is not the school that I was envisioning to help Milwaukee, so he decided to open another school, and he did. And he opened a co-ed school, and the Gedolim, not just Reshiva, but the Torah Mesorah wrote a letter against the other school that you do not open a co-ed school in a city that has a separate boys and girls school.
So let's say you don't open it, but let's say you open a co-ed school in a case where there's no...
But if it's there already, that's different.
Yeah, what
you know, you know, because it's there already. You don't have to close it. It was there. You don't go and
open
it.
You open a co-ed school if there's not one time we would go there.
What?
Let's say...
Yeah, you say you knew that no one else would go. Maybe you make it so non-religious that no person who would ever have a havmina to go to Milwaukee would consider going there.
That's how you should do it.
I don't know, but then you're not gonna. Then you lose the other way.
What if you're gonna make a yeshiva? I don't know.
What if you're gonna make a not co-ed? I just thought it was very interesting.
You plan on opening up a yeshiva? Ask your question.
The person is
Ray,
that
no,
this
when,
person 100 years ago was grappling. Is that the right word? Grappling.
Grappling
with a similar type of shida, right? He had a similar shida. Isn't that interesting? History doesn't change. The same lumdish shidas, you know. It's just like the everyone says that nothing changes, and it's basically Romeo and Juliet is still. You know, all the novels, they're just the same story, you know. So the same shilas, it's just different scenery.
Rebbe, Would it make a difference if you weren't?
We're trying to choose a teacher.
Why is it
supposed
to be open?
Make a difference.
I don't want to say right. Usher. I don't like the word usher. I use the wrong term.
No, in a place where there's mamish full.
I don't like the word usher.
Yeah,
it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. Okay. Yes, Ray. Someone's actually raising his hand. The guy raising his hand, don't we have to have a little
derech
chesed
raising? Why
should
someone not open a chavetz chaim? Because someone might not go out of town. Why is going out of town better than going
out of town? I lost you. What? You're relating to Yaakov, you're relating to me. What?
Rebbe,
why
it
is.
It seems like Rebbe said before that you shouldn't open a chavetz chaim because maybe a guy.
I said there's a svara. I think yeshiva held you do open, because the Chavetz Chaim yeshiva is going to be a real yeshiva. But there's some people held that when the yeshiva opened a branch in so and such a place, and it's a very, because of the nature of the neighborhood, it's a watered down version of yeshiva. I'd say they wouldn't be able to open with a base medrash, and it's going to be a watered down yeshiva, and by opening there, you're hurting. That there's certain kids who otherwise would have gone out of town, so there were people that felt that it was wrong for the yeshiva to open there, because you're taking away.
Why does Chavetz Chaim is not a real?
No, because nothing to do with anti Chavetz. There's nothing to do with anti Chavetz Chaim. There's not a Chavetz Chaim Shaida. You're opening up a school. If you're going to open up a school in Tucson, Arizona, and you don't have a base medrash, by definition, it's going to be a very weak school. Because you don't have a cold Torah, your student body is a weak student body, so it's not going to be a very strong school. It's a weak school, now if the kid could have gone to Scranton, or let's say he would have gone to Flatbush or Chofetz Chaim, he would have gone to Torres MS, Torres Chaim, so he would go there'll be a dormitory. There'll be learning, there'll be night Seder every night, there'll be a Kol Torah, there'll be Rabbi Schlissel and Rabbi there'll be a real yeshiva. But here, he's going to a place where half the kids in his class are on the internet, and the other half of the kids in the class have ponytails, because they're girls. No. So there is a very weak, it wasn't because Chofetz Chaim, another thing with Chofetz Chaim, it's because by definition, you're going to opening up a weak yeshiva. So you're opening up a weak yeshiva versus a, so the guys, as I said, the guy in that yeshiva, when he graduates, he's going to be on a very weak level, because he'll never get into a real yeshiva. He can go to Or David or Yerushalayim, the TJ,
But if he would have gone
for ninth grade to a real yeshiva, he could have gone to
Ray, what if it's not co-ed? You'll open a yeshiva. It's not such a good yeshiva.
Okay, anyway, I don't know. I just wanted to die in China, and we got the disfuss of Davos Bekever from
let's say there's a yeshiva, there's already established yeshiva. I want to open up a co-ed. So lechatchila shouldn't do that. So what's the